It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Justin Bieber is headed straight into the danger zone.
Yeah.
In a rather strange tweet that seemed to come out of nowhere yesterday, the pop star challenged actor Tom Cruise to a fight. He said, "I want to challenge Tom Cruise to fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you'll never live it down." Who's willing to put on the fight? At Dana White. What is this?
It's something. I saw Conor McGregor tweet something out, too. I think it's a big ploy for something.
Oh, okay, so this is planned. He hasn't actually gone off the deep end mentally?
Oh, well, we don't know about that. Now, if Britney Spears challenges somebody, then we know we're sitting pretty. That could be the main card, in my opinion.
Well, she said yesterday that she thought the paparazzi was photoshopping her pictures and making her look fatter than she is or something like that.
I can believe that. I feel like when people take pictures of me, they photoshop them before they post them. Same thing.
Zedd responded to Matthew Koma's claim that he's toxic and self-serving. The pair, who co-wrote 2012's Clarity, which won a Grammy Award for Best Dance Recording, sparred on social media over the past week. It all started when Zedd tweeted, "Spectrum came out 7 years ago and changed my life forever," to which Matthew Koma, a music producer, who was not mentioned by Zedd in the tweet for co-writing and singing the track, simply replied, "LOL, you're welcome." The following day, Matthew Koma shared a lengthy statement on Twitter and Instagram to tell his side of the story, calling Zedd so toxic and self-serving. But Zedd said that he's given Koma credit for every song he's written. He said, "What hurts the most is that Matt feels underappreciated and treated unfairly. Well, I have countless times mentioned him or his name while we've done promo together, performed our songs live together, and I thought that I was being supportive." Wendy Williams hinted that she's found love with a much younger man after filing for divorce from her husband, Kevin Hunter. The TV host posted a picture of herself holding hands with a mystery man overlooking a pool in Sherman Oaks, California. But when she was asked about her divorce and family drama by a paparazzi, she got very emotional.
Stuff happens, and it's okay. I've still got a very full life that I really adored. Please don't make me cry. Oh my God. I didn't plan on this, but it is what it is. I have a very full life. Thank you for watching. I would ask you to respect our privacy, but please, I don't respect people's privacy. That's why I do the Hot Topics. So yeah. Turnabout is a fair game.
And the Jonas Brothers were on Jimmy Fallon and played their hit song Sucker with Classroom Instruments.
Uno, dos, tres, ho!
We go together.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, dude, I always love when he does that with different bands, and I love that they play along and do that.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.